Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn something very important because that's exactly what we are doing, something called language in Chinese. We have a special guest who is the most qualified person to talk about this subject because his company Duolingo has 120 million people using it to learn a new language on a regular basis. We have Louis Van. Hi, Louis. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. 你好.
你好.
Louis, I know you have a fascinating story, and that was probably from a couple of years ago when you started something, a really cool project called Capture. Can you share with us a little bit about it?
Sure. A few years ago, I was one of the two people who invented this thing called Capture, which are these distorted characters that you have to type all over the internet. Whenever you're buying tickets on Ticketmaster, for example, you have to type these annoying distorted characters. I helped invent that. Mm-hmm. And it's now used by, you know, essentially every website in the world, every major website in the world. Mm-hmm. After that, I, you know, I've worked on many other things. I'm a computer science professor.
Right.
The original Capture was in the year 2000. Then later in about 2007, I invented another form of a Capture called ReCAPTCHA. Mm-hmm. Those distorted characters, the reason you have to type them is to make sure that you're a human and not a computer program that was written to, for example, submit the form or buy tickets, kind of millions of tickets two at a time.
Yeah.
And it works because humans can read these distorted characters, but computers cannot.
Yeah.
Now, the ReCAPTCHA version, which is the later one, that one, the idea is that it kind of kills two birds with one stone. It solves two problems at once, where as people are typing their CAPTCHAs, they're not only authenticating themselves as a human, but they're also helping to digitize books. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea with ReCAPTCHA, so that, you know, nowadays when you type a CAPTCHA, the words that you're typing are actually words that are coming from books that are being digitized and that the computer could not recognize, and we're getting people
right
to recognize them for us while they type those.
So how many CAPTCHAs or ReCAPTCHAs have now been typed in every day?
It's about 200 million times a day somebody types one of these.
200 million times a day. Okay, that's all your fault. You made that happen. Okay.
I apologize a lot.
Okay. I remember I listened to your TED talk that was done, I think that was 2011. And you, at that time you said, oh, we had an experiment about something called Duolingo. Come to our test site and beta site going to be launched in a few months. And then a couple of years on, you have 120 million people learning through your platform. This is incredible achievement.
Yeah, thank you. So we launched in about 2012, mm-hmm. and it's a way to learn languages. I mean, mm-hmm. There's an app or there's a website at Duolingo.com, and we started, and by now we're now the most popular way to learn languages in the world.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't yet teach Chinese.
Can we help? I would love to help.
Yeah, we would love that. I mean, I think the biggest problem we have is we just don't have a great way to teach the character system.
Mm-hmm. I have that.
I know. So I think that's something. I mean, I would love to do that. Chinese is the second most requested mm-hmm. language of the ones that we do not have.
All right. It's so important to learn a new language, and then to say language in Chinese, we say 语言. 语言. 语 is the that means to say the word, the language itself, and yan is just to say something, to speak out. So yu is third tone, yan is the second tone. So Louis, do you want to say it with me? Yan.
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 Yeah, yan. That's right. And yan tends to refer to the spoken language, but sometimes could cover a little bit of written language. It's a bit ambiguous. So we say a language, just like when you say a language in English or in French, it's actually doesn't. It probably covers speaking, reading, writing, comprehension, that type of thing. So yan is the language. Do you know how many languages are there in the world?
I think it's about 6,000.
6,000 yuan. Wow, that's amazing. Chinese, as we know, is actually a collection of languages. There are 8 different language groups inside the Chinese language umbrella. The good news is they all share the same written forms. So when you tackle reading and writing, even if they are pronounced totally differently, they have different expression, different usage, different preference in vocabulary. In fact, the written forms is all the same. So when people say 中文, that means Chinese, and 文, that means literature. So literature, we tend to refer to something on a written basis. So 语文, it's another way of saying a language, mainly referring to the written form. So can you share with us, Louis, about Duolingo? Because I know you famously have the amazing computers, and also using the computers doing a lot of A-B testing, constantly testing what is the most effective way for people to learn a language.
Yeah, so we with Duolingo, we work a lot to try to make it, first of all, as engaging as possible. One of the hardest things about learning a language by yourself is staying motivated. So we spend a lot of effort trying to make it motivational. Mm-hmm. And this is why the apps are so good, because people are able to learn in little 5-minute intervals. Whenever, you know, if, for example, they're waiting in a line, or they're at the doctor's office, they can just spend 5 minutes and learn for 5 minutes. So people use it that way. We spend a lot of effort trying to make it more engaging and also better at teaching. And the way we do that is by tests with the people that learn on Duolingo, because we have so many learners. Mm-hmm. For example, if we want to figure out whether we should teach a certain way versus another, so if we want to teach plurals before adjectives or adjectives before plurals, what we do is we just do a test for the next 50,000 people that sign up. And it takes about 6 hours to get 50,000 new users on Duolingo. Mm-hmm. So for the next 50,000 people that sign up, to half of them, we teach them plurals before adjectives. And to the other half at random, we teach them adjectives before plurals. And then we measure which ones learn better and which ones stay for longer. Mm-hmm. We measure all of that. And then finally, we can figure out, is it better on Duolingo to teach plurals or adjectives before, you know, one before the other? And we're always doing that type of test. Every week we are testing about 100 different concepts,
right,
to see which is the best way to teach. And so over time, Duolingo has gotten significantly better because of that.
That's amazing. And I saw some report that was probably dated. You're probably much more advanced now, that if you use Duolingo for 35 hours, and that's equivalent to the first semester in the university learning a new language.
That's correct. That's the last report that was done externally. So that was done by the City University of New York. Mm-hmm. Internally, we've done our own tests and we know that we're doing better now.
Right.
We're probably somewhere in the mid-20s of hours to the equivalent of one semester of instruction.
Wow, mid-20 hours. And then I could imagine that most students in one semester, including the study time, they probably spend a couple hundred hours.
They do. The ones that actually do the homework.
Right. Okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah, probably not. It doesn't include me because I was not a very good student. Okay. Do you envisage that this number is going to come down, and to what extent that would plateau?
I don't think it can come down a lot more. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it can come down a little more, but you know, the main thing we're concentrating on now is Duolingo has been really good at doing beginner to a kind of an intermediate level.
Yep.
We are concentrating a lot more on taking people to an advanced level.
Right. Okay.
So there's both efficiency and also how far you can get.
Right.
And right now we're concentrating a lot more on how far you can get.
So I should not be too greedy. Okay. And did you see the trend that which type of language, which sort of, because there are different schools of languages, what type of languages are most effective through Duolingo method?
Yeah. I mean, right now the ones that are most effective are usually the ones that are closer to English, or if you're learning from English. So for example, learning Spanish from English is relatively easy and Duolingo works really well.
Yep.
We have some other languages that are much farther from English, like Vietnamese, etc. That's just a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the problems that people have is when it's so hard, it's also hard to stay motivated. I mean, you know, it's when you just cannot remember any of the words, it's very hard. I mean, Spanish has this very nice thing that almost automatically, if you know English, you already know probably about 1,000 to 2,000 words in Spanish.
Yeah.
Because they're the same.
Yeah.
So that is really helpful and we make use of that a lot. But when there's not very many words in common, it just starts getting a lot harder.
Sure. Sorry, it's a prediction I have. I thought one day you will get Nobel Prize because you basically democratize learning language, which was a privilege for the many in the past. I wish I had Duolingo when I was learning English.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had Duolingo too when I was in school. I tried learning French because I had I was in love with a girl that was learning French. So I tried to learn French, but I failed.
Oh no. I hope a girl part was good still. All right. Thank you so much, Luis. And today we talk about language in Chinese. Language, we say 语言. That means mainly on the spoken bit. And then 语文. That's mainly on the written bit. And thank you, Luis, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见. 再见, Luis.
Thank you. Bye.